Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Hey, kukhala obunye futhi la ecelena ngazini. Okay, isikhathi ke sithi 26 after 3 o'clock. Zonke le ingoma ezintathu zilandelana. Sithi nje se-celebrate nani bomama zonke nje indawo ngeqale ngokeke ethi umthandazo kamama yalandela Boys to Men bethi a song for mama osandukumuzwa nguyena umama uShelly Caesar ethi I remember mama isikhathi ke manje sithi 26 after 3 o'clock njengoba ngithembisile ukuthi kulesi sigaba ngizobe ngino Sis Grace Moshesh ubhale incwadi ye title enamandla impela The Forgiving Woman. Uyazi nje lona leli gama forgiving. Ukuforgive abazalwana kusiyona into encane and awuvuki nje ekseni uthi ngiyamxolela ubahle kungakhathazekile ukuthi ke umxolela mhlambe ukwenzeni or yini eyenzakele between wena naye. So nje iforgiving njoba esho encwadini yakhe kuyisipho, like forgiveness or ukwazi ukuxolela kuyisipho and akusiyona into ongayenza nje uwedwa. Uyamdinga uNkulunkulu ukuthi akusize, uyamdinga umoya ongcwele ukuthi ke akuguide noma akunikeze iwisdom ukuze ke ukwazi ukuxolela ekugcineni. Ya sizoxoxisana naye njoba ebhale le ncwadi The Forgiving Woman and kule ncwadi uthi uthanda ukusiza umuntu wesimame on her journey of healing through ini through sona lesisipho sokuxolela through the gift of forgiveness. Grace,
hello. Hi Oskhomotso.
Khomotso, who's Khomotso?
Hi son, and ubahle. Hi man. Kutheni na?
Senginegamelisha nge Mother's Day.
And I know you. You know what?
Kusho ukuthi bekakhuluma noKhomotso, bokhuluma noKhomotso ne before uzofika la.
I actually told Oskhomotso on WhatsApp that Oskhomotso, I'm going to be on Radio Pulpit because she had asked me to forward. So walking on the yam, oh, go ihlele ku Oskhomotso ngoxolisa sisibahle nkosi yami kwenzeka ntoni na. Oskhomotso ba umamele ke, you are the reason why ndibize ubahle Khomotso.
Yeah.
Because she's the last person I actually sent the invitation to. Kaningxoleleni nkosi yami. And it, you just spoke on forgiveness.
Yes.
Let's exercise it.
Hayi uxolelwe
siqale kwangoko
uxolelwe unjani sithanda sami.
I'm all things isibahle. So happy to be here.
Yeah, nathi siyabonga ukuthi ube la. Uyizwile le ngoma le ebengikashara ngayo ne Shelly Caesar. What comes to your mind muyilalele?
It's a very touching song.
Yeah.
But ikhona le ndawo ndithanda kakhulu when she says I used to play church.
Yeah.
And I was actually saying that to my brother in the city, you know, we sometimes do not take e spiritual practices very seriously. It depends though. I'm not here to scold anyone, we've all been there. But we are utika uqala ibengathi nemidlalo nje in your walk with Christ. But guy city and I remember uba umama wathini kum izinto mama wandifundisa zona. Uba ndingadlali ngelizwi likaThixo, ndingadlali ngamathuba am uThixo andiphe ona. So I think that for me stood out. Uba it's one of those songs that takes you back to not even just your mother, your grandmother even, because umama uShelly Caesar, siyamazi mos uba ula generation esingathi makhulu xa sithetha ngaye. So uzikhumbuza ngaza mini zabo ke ngoko.
So siyakwamukela la ekhaya, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ube nathi nanokuthi usibhalele lencwadi enhle kangaka. And I believe ukuthi mesiqeda ukukhuluma la wonke umama uzothanda ukuthi abe nayo. Kodwa before uzophuma uzoshiyela imininingwane ukuthi itholakala kanjani. Kodwa asithengisa ngithi, so asikhulume iprice.
Asikhulume iprice, sikhulume ba itholakala
kanjani. Yes. Okay. Ungababingelele emakhaya.
ndicela ubabingelela andicela ubingelela omama base Methodist Church bendihleli nabo isolo kumnandi kakhulu omama bayimanyano bachilo ke bathi hayi sobe simamele ke namhlanje ntombami ubabe sihleli sonke kwabamnandi sicela ubulisa kakhulu nakutata wethu Mr. Jerry Moshesh, Mr. Jeremiah Moshesh, ngutata wethu ke lowo ndiyambulisa tata I hope umamele molweni mkwena othisile nkosi yami ndiphinde ndibulise our sister who's currently at work she's doing the most she's doing great work and u brother wethu uKladi ose Eastern Cape naye siyabulisa I didn't bring a long list but ndifuna ubulisa nabantu abasupportileyo I forgiving woman I'm not sure basingabangapi ababukeleyo okanye bamameleyo namhlanje kodwa wonke umuntu obekhe wayithenga I copy okanye wa supporta nje okanye wathi you know it's not really even about sales as you had said sisibahle but people who have really just said a message and idingayo and ndizoy practice le message and so exercise forgiveness ndibona bathi xoxo ndenzela ntoni ndiyababulisa nabo kakhulu
amen Grace Moshesh is an author she's a speaker and a spiritual wellness strategist she's an advocate of hope and a follower of Christ ikhupho kunye futhi ngikushilo
sho awushiyanga ntisisi ezinye sezolandela
ngichazile ne
usichaze ungichazile so ngichazile
and ukhulela laphi
ndikhulela Eastern Cape ndintombazane ndizalelwe egcuwa kwilali
egcuwa hey futhi uma ukhuluma ngegcuwa yazi kunobaba bekathanda ukushaya la ucingo athi usegcuwa angazi ukuthi uyephi yeah but let's hope ukuthi la ekhona u right okay ukhulele egcuwa
ndikhulele egcuwa mna sesibahle
yeah
and izalelwe kwilali yasegcuwa ukuthi akusecentane
ehe
so ndintombi ezalelwe ezilaleni I'm so proud of that
I love Eastern Cape
yo indawo enhle ne
kakhulu
indawo enhle so much vegetation
yeah
and Eastern Cape if I could describe it in one word ndingathi Eastern Cape is green
yeah
it's just green
yeah.
it's a green place
noma ungena nje uyayizwa ukuthi especially uma uphuma la eGoli ungena nge Eastern Cape uyazi uyezwa nje ukuthi songene kwenye province a different
ungene kwenye province a different ungene straight emakhaya
yeah
siyazama ke Eastern Cape because nogo we are developing it or it is being developed
yeah
but as much as it's being developed I don't want it to lose
yeah
its core corners which is isemakhaya
yeah
siyathanda ukugodukela khona
amen okay asingene ke kule ncwadi yakho the forgiving woman njengoba ngisho ngithi uyazi ukuxolela into ukuthi ngoba siphila nabantu abantu bayasona nathi siyabona so akekho umuntu ongathi yena akakandluli kuleso simo sokuthi mhlambe kumele axolele o kumele axolelwe wonke umuntu zikhona nje izimo esihlangabezana nazo so when I yini eku inspire lokuthi uyibhale lencwadi
into endinspire le bandi ibhale lencwadi sesibahle is the fact that nam I was one of those people who struggled with forgiveness nam into ye forgiveness bengayinto elula kum ebingazilula kum njengabanye abantu and into yaqonda zandiqonda bandi yayicinga uba bendingumuntu oncedisayo nasecaweni and ngo Sunday school teacher ndisenza I activities I was very active but ndi active njalo nje bendina lento ndimane ndithwala apha kum ndinganalo uxolo umuntu xa ndimoshile and futhi thina besi sometimes as abantu abakholwayo siyazifihla behind inkolo yethu
yes
umane usithi take iregister bandizile cawaweni ndile kwi prayer meeting ndizenzile izinto okufanelekileyo uba mandizenze but ezinye I hidden sins I would like to call them that zezi zingabonwayo zaziwa nguwe noThixo wakho uThixo wathi kayithetha nami and instructor ke uba mandibhale lencwadi ndaqale ndaba nenkani that Lord you can instruct me to write on any other topics except for this one because I'm not well versed in it and uthixo ke akafuna undiyenka And I just kind of boost by woman so in the country and lendo. Wa pendu like a angelizu like a city, my grace is sufficient, my power is made perfect in your weakness. So ndata take elo lizwi, landi kapa and I bala inwadi ya publishwa sinayona mklanji.
So ubalenga ma personal experiences.
Dear wafaka yes, but I do write on my personal experiences because ndifuna icacuba ibhalwa ngumntu ogqethe kwinto enje.
Yeah.
Ndiyabhala ngezinto endigqethe kuzo and I don't get too much in detail. I do save that for when I speak to an audience of abantu, just like we are right now. Okanye mhlambi ikhona event that I'm invited to actually share my experiences kuyo.
Yeah.
But incwadi, I did want it to be more focused on ilizwi likabawo, which is the deliverance part of it. That's the healing component, really.
Mm-hmm.
So ilizwi is scriptures and the commentary definitely ngamazwi am.
Yeah. So mhlambe sikhulume ngawe. So iyiphi wena into ukuthi uye wa struggle kakhulu ngayo ukuthi uxolele kuyona ekhaya, ebandleni, abangani, emsebenzini? What was happening empilweni yakho?
Sure. So to answer your question, by inoba which aspect in my life did I struggle or face, you know, this unforgiveness kakhulu? Which aspect in my life did I really feel that I was challenged to exercise the forgiveness? It would definitely be, I think friendships.
Yeah.
I think friendships, because I love really hard. So if you're my friend, I really just love you. So I think because maybe of immaturity, I'm not sure, but I didn't leave enough room for disappointments. So ebesithu umuntu kayiphoxile, especially as a friend, ndiqomba you njani kaloku wena ibe nguwe ondiphoxa kanje, because I would literally do anything for you. So I had to then come to realization ba singabantu nami ezamitshomi ndakhe ndaziphoxa.
Yeah.
As much as bendiphoxile nam ndakhe ndabaphoxa ndingazenzanga, ndingenzanga ngamasibom. So it's not always uba umntu deliberately goes out of their way to disappoint you, but sisemhlabeni akekho umntu o perfect. You know, siyazizamela sisibahle. So writing the book and learning more about forgiveness, and bonus, but I shouldn't have written off some of the friendships which I did. I could have then exercised forgiveness then and still have kept my friendships.
Mhlawumbe omunye umuntu lalele khona manje uthi, hey, uyazini, I've been nama friends and then naye u experienced the same lento kokuthi na wandlula kuyona. Even namanje usa struggle athi yazi ubahle because wangenza lokhu nalokhu, angicabangi nje ukuthi ngingamxolela. And especially uma kuza ukuthi kubantu besimame, you know ukuthi sinama issues amaningi. Omunye uthola ukuthi mhlambe kuye kwaba nempi, umthathele umathandana wakhe. Omunye emsebenzini mhlambe uye wamfaka emsebenzini but wagcina emxoshisile. Nyenza nje ama example ukuthi ziningi izinto, especially when it comes to ama friends, but most yazo ilezi engiyibalile. It's either umuntu umthathele umyeni wakhe or umthathele mhlawumbe umuntu beka in a relationship naye bagcina bexabana. Emsebenzini kukhona mhlawumbe into eyenzakalayo ukufakile and then wagcina mhlawumbe so ku position ephezu kweyakhe. Uyabona kwaba nengxabano khona lapho. Sometimes mhlawumbe nihlala endaweni eyodwa, usibanibani uye wakhuluma ngawe, wathini, you know, all those things ezenzakalayo ngithi singabantu besimame. So wena kuyo experience, what happened?
Sure. Zinizinto ezenzekile kaloku sisibahle, ndizozibala.
Mhlawumbe eyodwa nje.
Eyodwa.
Yeah. And then kwaba difficult for wena ukuthi umxolele, but esubhale le ncwadi definitely sure loyo muntu loyo somxolele. So into ya past, but as I'm saying ukuthi kunomunye umuntu kwamanje njengoba sikhuluma, uthola ukuthi ubhekane nayo and akazi ukuthi aqale kuphi, enze njani, akazi ukuthi but uyafuna, akazi ukuthi am approach lo muntu or amele yena eze kuye, you know, all those things, yeah.
No, it's a very valid question. Uba with the scenarios ozenazo, uba umuntu xa ikuthathela umathandana wakho, umuntu ozoku mosha mhlambe emsebenzini akuncedise ufumane umsebenzi, then xa ugathi uyamogqitha iyamdlula angathandi. Kandicinga mna izinto endigqithe kuzo, one thing really came to mind kum ngoku sithethayo. Ndakhe ndaphangela kwenye indawo andizuyibiza, but it was an organization and ndiphangela kakuhle. Kukho usisi nkosi yam. La sisi. Kukho usisi. And then ndimthandeke la sisi. Yazi into yothanda umntu ongakuthandiyo okanye uthande umntu okumoshayo.
Yeah.
And ndimthande la sisi, ndimcacile kakhulu engomanager wam. Abantu zabembiza ngegama, mna zandimbiza sis banban, sis dash, yabona, so dash ke. Because negama lakhe andifuna uliva, andazinoba mhlawumbi ngaba umamele, but ke into yethu yagqitha ndamxolela, but she made it so hard for me to work. Engasandichukela bethuna lo sisi, ndingayazi noba unva ntoni na. Endichukela and futhi ebesithi make sure that guy ngichukela, there's an audience and we are zama by all means und humiliate
cakele phansi.
So abantu zabethanda ukuthi kumke ngoko i colleagues am zinibizele ecaleni zithi Grace kutheno umnyamezelo lo sisi, because bebe khona abajajarag abakwazi uziphendulela.
Yeah,
ndikwazi uphendula nami, ndikwazi uphendula nami, ndiyazazi uba ndiyakwazi uphendula.
Yeah,
but ndisithi ndifuna ukhe ndilinde le situation ndingayingxameli ndiyibone uba izophelela phi na. Sisibahle indlela zandithandaza ngayo. Ndithandaze, ndithandaze, ndithandaze. Ndibuyele emsebenzini, ndimcenge lo sisi. La nto ithi ndibe extra nice. Ndiqomba ukhe mhlawumbi inoba ndicold, akandiboni uba ndiyamthanda, ndinobele, ndizosebenza apha. The more I worked, and I worked very hard, you know, needed to prove myself. Ngomsebenzi wam, ndiqomba ukhe, I must show her that I'm a star employee. She can count on me. You know, maybe I need to prove myself more. But umtyholi kabasebenzisa abantu noba ungenza ntoni na akazujika like Pharaoh's heart. Sometimes ke umuntu xa ethe make up their mind under whatever influence they're under, it's hard for you to convince them otherwise. So ndathandaza abantu besithi khawumphendule lo mntu. And sometimes ke and then they understand the advice uba ndizilwele phambi kwabantu azama undimenya kubo. But ndathi mna izonceda ntoni leyo, because it will compromise me on i character yam, because asikhuliswanga singabantu abanjalo thina kwezindawo sivela kuzo. Umntu ongusisi, especially umntu ongumphathi emsebenzini, uyamhlonipha noba kunjani na. Iyo sibe nguwe ke ngoku aqonda hey lento is serious, umbizele ecaleni uthethe naye ubuze ba inoba yintoni ongayithandiyo ekufuneka ndiyitshintshe, mhlawumbi into ongandicebisa ngayo, which is what I did. Zange ndibaxele lo colleague bam, ndabona hey lento iyandidepressa and iyandenza ngokuba ndingafuna uphangela, uvuke ekuseni ngoku emsebenzini is becoming very difficult. So ndamcelela imeeting, ndabhala ke email and ndaba as professional as I could be. And ndamcela sisi, bengicela sidibane kwi-boardroom ngemini ethile ngexesha elithile. Sathi soba kunye, bengekho abanye abantu. Dathi sisabekho abanye abantu ngoku, it's just me and you. Ndicela ubuze uba inoba yintoni le ndikumoshe ngayo, ndicele uxolo. Inoba yinto le ndiyenzileyo ndingabonanga, mhlawumbi ndiye ndakunyathela. Andabona uba ndinyathele, ngicela ukuthi ngxesi because indlela endisebenza ngayo ngoku ibuhlungu. Andisonwabanga emsebenzini. And it's because of a relationship I am now. Hi, Gracie. Mna and ukuboneli kakubi ndinqwelele ku ndinqwenelela okuhle. Hayi mna nangxaki nawe sisi, ndithi kodwa sisi izinto mani uzithetha kum phambi kwabantu endisebenza nabo azithandeki. And nabo bayaza kum bathi, you know, abathandi ngendlela and approach ngayo. Ndicela siyitshintshe le nto xa usithi ayikho ingxaki. Ah, sisibahle. Waba right nje for mizuzwana, just a week. Wabuyela back to her ways. That means lo sisi akazimiselanga. She gave me 3 months esithi i-contract yami izophela in 3 months. Uthetha in coding. Akatsho uba ngubani lona, but everyone in the team knew that she was referring to me. But kulo thixo simthandazayo la 3 months wanika yona le wa resign ngayo kuyo. And mna I never backchatted. I didn't give her grief. Davazonda qona ba my kids same izinto zithethwa eBhayibhelini.
Yeah.
Uba be kind to abantu bangakuthandiyo.
Yeah.
Be good to abantu bangakuthandiyo.
Yeah.
Uthixo uzokulwela wena.
Yeah.
I think it's in the book of Exodus, ethi be still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Mm.
So that qona let me just try those scriptures. Bazenda imbambi ngenhliziyo yena even though I was very hurt get treatment yakhe. She ended up resigning. And can you believe that I was hurt to see her resign?
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I really thought we were going to sort out the issues there too before she left the company. I didn't even think she was
So I was angry nje ukuthi inkinga beyikuphi.
Until this day, and yes, but
yeah. But when I wamxolela.
Damxolela sis.
Wow.
And last sis is I ne like him, I suppose, because bendimthanda.
Yeah.
Ebesithi ke icela bandimncedise ndimncedise in my with my best ability within my means obviously.
Yeah.
I gave it my best. I always just wanted her to shine.
Mm-hmm.
And even when she was disappointing me zangisuke lonto kom I was still wanting her to shine.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting. Mm.
So wenza njani ukuthi ekugcineni kube ukuthi uthi you know what ngiyamxolela nanoma kwenzakaleni.
Ndenza njani igcineni ubandimxolele noba kwenzekeleni is the fact that iyanceda into yo mana usiya enkonzweni uve messages.
Mhm.
Ndiyafuna ubakhuthaza abantu ba noba mhlambi umuntu has been hurt ecaweni athi hey esami silonda sisuka ecaweni.
Yeah.
Andikwazi ke ngokuphinda nihlale nababantu bangabo aba banimoshileyo ungandithumele kwaba bantu grace.
Yeah.
Uba usahilisha usahilisha from maybe church hurt or kanye people in the church that have hurt you, I would still really, really, really encourage you uba ilizwi lingabikho kude kuwe.
Yeah.
There's power in the word of God. And ungalifundi ngatifundi novel.
Mm-hmm.
Funda uti follow those instructions uzilandele ubone bauthi xakaza kuphendula na.
Yeah.
So I think that for me is how God just cleansed my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have that bitterness towards her.
Yeah.
And even though Amanda, you know, would really try to hype me up to say, no, umvile indlela bethetha ngawe ngayo kuwe, uvile into and uyathetha nangawe naxa ungekho, uyakugxeka ntone ntithi. But guys, that is for her to do.
Yeah.
That's not going to change who I am.
Yeah.
That's who she's deciding to be.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not who I'm destined to be.
Yeah.
So funeka singavumeli babantu basitshintshe. Neka sihlale singaba bantu thixo sidale basibe ngabo. Noba bantu bathi hayi unyabile uzibani uzimathele uzibani it's fine.
Yeah.
Uba uthixo yena ubona umntana wakhe omhloniphayo omsabayo. Then I think it's wisdom. If it's wisdom in God's eyes, then we should go with it.
So kusho ukuthi I problem bekunguye. But whatever oku ukuthi beka I don't know alwisana nayo beka gcina ayikhiphela kubantu aba wrong like abantu abafana nawe. So why kubalekile to forgive? If forgiveness ibaleka ngakanani?
I think ibalekile to forgive sisi kakhulu because you know with forgiveness uyaphila.
Mhm.
If forgiveness iyamkhulula umuntu.
Yeah.
Psychologically there are benefits
mm-hmm.
of forgiveness.
Yeah.
Spiritually ayike there are benefits
yeah.
for forgiveness. Siphinde sithini na sijonge no physical health.
Mhm.
Izigulo ezininzi sisibahle have been attributed to the posture of our hearts.
Yeah.
You'll find that abantu abane bitterness kakhulu abafane babe healthy for a very long time. Iba khona ziba khona complications kwe health yabo. And kuba wonke umuntu ogulayo unenhliziyo elikhoni. Kodwa ndifuna ukuthi abantu abathi hold on to grudges, abantu abathi hold on to unforgiveness. Abantu abazikhumbulayo izinto ezibhlungu ezabehlelayo many years ago, you'll find uba impilo yabo is compromised. Dayijonga lento ndathi no. Number 1, I want to remain youthful. Ndifuna ukuthi xa kwazi unpreserve. I want to have a posture where Kandi sees into his presence in the place of prayer. Diviwe. Dinga teti kanti imithandazo yam ayifikelele ezulwini.
Yeah.
Dathi ndiyafuna uba ne psychology eright. Ndikwazi ucinga with clarity. Ndingumntu oyithandayo ne business. Ndingumntu ozithandayo strategies. Ndingumntu oyithandayo into nje edibene no not solve a problem solving.
Yeah.
Ngoku unforgiveness clouds your thinking. Nasemsebenzini. I don't know abantu ke mhlambi baphiwe bona banesiphiwo, maybe business acumen yabo is not compromised by anything. Thina ke sabona uba yazi ntoni uba asihambi kule direction ye forgiveness is going to affect every aspect of our lives and we can't afford that. So into ye forgiveness, it's not about do you feel like forgiving umntu. Suyijonga kanjalo sisibahle.
Yeah.
Mayingahambi ne emotions, mayingahambi ne feelings. Into your forgiveness must be a decision, an intentional decision that you take every day, even if it means you pray for God to give you that heart to forgive because you are struggling with receiving it. Kengoku uThixo uzokuncedisa, but mayingabi into esithi hayi nizobona ngalo mini ndifilisha ngayo. Ayizofika lo mini, ayisozifike lo mini sisibahle. You will never feel by today I feel like forgiving the person who murdered my son. Today I feel like forgiving the person who stole my husband. Today I feel like forgiving the person who allowed me to lose my job, or who influenced my employer to fire me. It's just, I mean, those are traumatic events that I'm mentioning right now. So it's rare. It's really rare. Uba ucimba wena uzovuka ngenye imini and you will see the sunshine, you'll hear the birds sing, come back. You are, man, this is a good day to forgive so and so. No. Funeka ibe into ozixelelayo uba uyazenzela.
Iphume ngaphakathi
kuwe sisi.
Yeah.
Wesisibahle.
Wow. Mhlawumbe lapha ekhaya banemibuzo or banecomment. Ithi sivulele incingo sizwe ukuthi bathini. Sawubona Dumelo semoyeni.
Sisibahle njani?
Siyaphila, unjani wena ma?
Ngithabiso.
Metabiso.
I would like to encourage Mrs. Grace to also consider the issue of translating her book into audios for abantu abangaboni. The book sounds so interesting. It relates more with my life, and then it will be difficult for me to someone angfundele yon. I would like to have it.
Yeah.
But as long as it's incited from Motia Sabonin, that's for no Ivala.
Okay. Uma mates, yes, on its grace.
Mama. Thank you so much, Mama. And I've been strongly considering doing that. So I think confirmation ke Mama Leuza Nayo Oba Mandienze Nyan in Zoyenza, Mama.
Okay, Metabiso. Yeah, 012-334-1322, WhatsApp call 078-140-0778. Ungathumela ne voice note or e text ku 082-657-2729. Naleyo ke inamba ye WhatsApp. Unombuzo, une comment, njoba ke si book review la, The Forgiving Woman. Sawubona Dumelo semoyeni. Reading the guy.
Reading, Mama. I was so the children. Yeah, I was like, I was a monarchy, man. I love the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
In her life. Yeah, that is the reason that she was so much harassed. Because the other person was feeling the heat from her, you know, always. Yeah, if you walk with God, you will keep on burning all these things that are not needed in your way of walk, you know. So she must just keep it up.
I remember Mama.
Oh, I remember Mama.
Yes.
thank you. Have a good one.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Baba.
Amen.
Amen.
Bye.
Bye.
Amen.
Yeah, it is tata kancane break lana ne before sizothatha ezinye incingo if ziyangena noma ke sifunda ama voice note.
Kulomhlabo ogcwele umsindo, kulolu kuyithola usuhamba nezihambayo, ngale kokucabangisisa. Kodwa siwake wathi ukuphopha umoya qede, ucabanga ngokuqinisa ukuthi zinkambiso zini elawula ukhetho okhethayo kulenkathi yokhetho. Asikuceli nje kuphela ukuthi uphonse ivoti lakho. Sinxusa ukuba cabange ukuthi yiphi inhlangano emele inkambiso zakho. Lesi sikhangiso usilethelwe i-Association of Christian Media. Ukufunda kabanzi ngeyinkambiso zeyinhlangano zepolitiki ukuze unqume kahle, vakashela ku-acm.org.za. Ngiphinde futhi, acm.org.za. Ivoti lakho, inkambiso yakho.
You are loved more than you will ever know. Choose Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Choose love.
Join us as we change lives forever. Together with you on Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
012-334-1322. Sisalele mzuzu embalwa la. Unombuzo, une comment. Ya kuluma nosis Grace Moshesh. Upale incwadi The Forgiving Woman. Hey, uyazi ngilonge yazibuza Grace ukuthi why specifically woman, the forgiving woman?
Well, I think as we know ourselves,
yeah.
I think abafazi is omama. I think omama sometimes, because we are natural incubators.
Yeah.
We incubate children.
Yeah.
We incubate our husband's visions. Mm. We are natural incubators.
Yeah.
Sometimes we also incubate poisonous things. So odada bona xa becaphuka, they get physical with each other, mhlambi men to men. They have a fight, babethana, you know, they start as boys.
Ibese yandlula,
ngomso bayahleka, in fact, not even ngomso, the same day.
Yeah.
Bayahleka, they're having their beverages, whatever they're having, and kumnandi, they're best friends again. With ladies, tina sibethani, ne?
Hey.
Siveske sigcine sithi, yo, sana, u alsibahle, umbonile.
And I pale,
ayika lok alsibahle, kudala kanifuna. And we don't confront each other. And this is kuwentithi, hayi manje sibahle
yabona
indlela obuthethe ngayo andithandanga kodwa madoda ona ayakwazi sometimes uthethe but because thina sizi incubators dibonile ba eyona unforgiveness igcinwa sithi.
Yeah, okay, all right, so ingafunda bobani abantu besimama kuphela?
Abantu besimama definitely, but otata have bought the book.
Oh,
otata have bought the book and they've even asked bathi aus Grace sicela usibhalele yethu
ubakaloko
the forgiving man.
Wow, okay.
Ukhona umnye ubhuti wade wasusa uWO ngesandla sakhe wazifota nkosi yami. Oh, the Lord bless you my brother. Wakhupha uWO wamshiya uman esithi ubhuti siyayicela eyethu that uThixo evumile ndizoyiproducer because nabo odada bayafuna umanyelo.
Okay. Nangu sesiqhomotsi lobo ngibiza ngaye, ne?
Yes. She sent me a message.
Okay, aslaleli voice note yakhe.
Good afternoon, sis Bahle.
Good afternoon, sis Khomotso.
Yobuang. Yeah, it's sis Khomotso that Grace was referring to. I met her, I think last week.
Mm-hmm.
She's such a beautiful, beautiful soul.
Wow.
And I believe that God is who led us to that meeting last week, because I think there's a lot that I'm yet to learn from her, or that we are to learn from each other. Yeah. Because what she's sharing with you guys today, experience akhagwe, it's a journey that I am traveling right now. And I feel as if some of the things, it's messages that are relevant to me.
Yeah.
So we're still going to sit and chat. We're meeting again next week.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm looking forward to more of the meetings that we're going to have together.
Wow.
Grace, may God continue to bless you, to open up doors for you, And yeah, amen. And people like Boses, but I thank you for giving her those opportunities that she needs in her life.
Amen. Yes.
Wow. Thank you so much for this show, a lovely show.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bito. Ngoba today ngo khomusa.
Oh, that is so sweet.
That is so sweet. Yeah.
Asikhomotso is the loveliest. Oh, Asikhomotso, thank you so much. Thank you so much, ma. Thank you. Oh,
yeah, and you know, indaba yokholela, forgiveness. Njoba bengisho ngithi akusiyona into ongathi uyavuka nje kuseni uthi ngiyaxolela. I process.
Yes.
Yes, because kumele udile ne root yalento ukuthi ukuze ngifike kulesi simo engikusona, ukuze ngibe bitter, ukuze ngibe angry the way ngingakhona, kwenziwe yini. So kuyi process. So siyabonga abantu abafana nani Grace ukuthi uyawazi ukuhlala nomuntu phansi and then uhambe naye lendlela. I believe kuse sikhomotso ngomunye wabantu ukuthi soqale le journey, uyiqale naye le journey yakhe yokuthi akwazi ukuthi agcine axolele.
No, definitely. And ndiyayiva, thank you so much for that, Sisibahle.
Yeah.
And unyensile o Asikhomotso, this platform is just so important for us. Uba sifundisane.
Yes.
When we share our experiences,
yeah.
Then siyakwazi ukuthi hayibo usisi wagqitha kwinto ondakhe ndagqitha kuyo nam.
Yeah.
And bendingayazi. So when I met o Asikhomotso, I saw a beautiful woman, very lovely, and her spirit and mine are really just connected.
Sanqokola, yeah.
But besingakangeni nzulu, I think a common ground, says our colors as ayifumana, is the fact that we both love the Lord.
Yeah.
And she just has such a peaceful aura and presence about her.
Wow.
So siyes somnandiyava ke ngoku ndikuyikwi voice note yakhe. Uba ugqitha kulento asando sherisha nathi. So uThixo xa ebadibanisa abantu unenjongo. He has a purpose for people meeting and we don't want to take it lightly. So siyabulela kakhulu uSisikhomotso. I really can't wait to walk the journey with her as well.
Okay, akabhalanga igama uthi ukuthula baholi bam kunzima ukuxolela and kubuhlungu kakhulu sithandwa sami kodwa ke ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ngoba naye wasixolela and you know uyayigcizelela le ndaba izwi liyayigcizelela le ndaba ukuthi xolela ngoba nawe waxolelwa yes so kumele sibaxolele laba abasenze kabi ukuze nathi sixolelwe because if uzoyibamba leyo grudge uzoba bitter the way mhlambe we justify ngayo angeke kusize ngalutho ekugcineni ngoba nawe sizoba khona isikhathi la uzoya kuNkulunkulu uthi baba ngixolele and then bese izwi lithi uxolele yini so lithi xolela ukuze nawe uxolelwe
uze nawe uxolele.
Yes.
Ndiyathanda le nto ithetha isisibahle because it's very real.
Yeah.
And siye sizithandazele izinto sizicele kuNkulunkulu. Into uThixo akupha yona ufuna uphise ngayo.
Yes.
Into uThixo akunika yona ufuna unikele ngayo.
Yeah.
Abantu abayifumanayo le nto especially kwile session yethu ka Mother's Day ndicinga abantu abafana no Mamuhana. Isike sathetha ngayizolo. Uba uhana wacela.
Yeah.
Wathi kodwa xa undiphile lento ndicelayo sisicelo sami. Ndizosibuyisela kuwe. Wasifumana. Umntana kahana uSamuel uncance nje wathi wofika ixesha lakhe uba makaye kuncanca ibele ke ayeke. Wamse templini. Wamsa apho ebethembise uThixo ba uzombeka khona.
Yeah.
Uba Thixo lo mntana undipha yena. I will rededicate to you. iBhayibhile ithi waba nabo abanye abaninzi. I think waba na 7 after Samuel. Isibeleko sakhe savuleka. But it wasn't only because she conceived Samuel.
Yeah.
I believe it's because she kept to her promise to God.
Amen. Amen.
It was a two-way thing.
Yeah.
Where God kept to his word. because he is a great negotiator.
Mhm.
Uyakwazi negotiator noThixo wakho.
Mhm.
Ubaba uba undenzele lento. Umbulelo wami kuyibuyisa kuwe.
Yeah.
UThixo kafuni sibe nazo izithixo. Because your children can also be your idols.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband can be your idol.
Mm-hmm.
Imali can be your idol. Umsebenzi, even ministry can be your idol.
Yeah.
UThixo akafuni into phambi kwakhe. So xa ibona benhliziyo yakho ikhulekile, uyakwazi ke ngoku ukunika izinto. Uyakwazi usinika izinto.
Yeah.
Ba uyayazi ba azizuthatha indawo yakhe.
Mm.
So one thing endicingayo ndicela ke sisibahle uba ungandivumela. Ndibakhuthaze abantu abamameleyo, if I could encourage the people listening to Radio Pulpit today, is if whatever we want from God, if you are listening and you are saying, God, I really want A, B, and C,
mm-hmm.
let it be something that you can give back to him when you've received it.
Mm.
Let it not be something that you will turn into a God when you receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Because God knows all things. I wisdom yake cannot be quantified.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what will lead you into destruction.
Yeah.
And he knows what will liberate you. So sometimes it's not that God does not want to give us what we are praying for, but he wants us to be prepared before we receive the answer to our prayers, before we receive that blessing that we are so desperate to have.
Mm. Wow, that's powerful. Thank you so much. Grace, ngiyabona isikhathi sethu isona nje esithi hayi sesiyahlukana ke manje. Ya, kodwa ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ubhale le ncwadi le inamandla, The Forgiving Woman. Ithole nawe mama, ithole baba, kuningi ongakufunda kuyona. Ikakhulukazi uma umuntu ostruggle ngokuxolela, umuntu ostruggle ngeforgiveness. So bayithola kanjani?
Bayithola ku Amazon for now.
Okay.
Because we are sold out.
Mm.
By the grace of God, ihambile incwadi ithengiwe.
Mm-hmm.
Ithengiwe abantu bayifumene because we need this message. So ngoku it is available on Amazon. If you type The Forgiving Woman Daily Devotional, it is a devotional.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a journal. So daily, so it's The Forgiving Woman Daily Devotional and Journal. And this is if you're searching for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll find it under my name, Grace Moshesh, G-R-A-C-E. M-O-S-H-E-S-H, Ifumaneka Apo. And also we are working on reprinting the books, so we are open to be taking pre-orders.
Okay.
Dinganinika in number that you can, my business number, that you can WhatsApp pre-orders, Zenukozo, and then we'll discuss kengoku. Ubazi ngafumaneka kanjani.
Mm-hmm. It's in a contact?
A contact is Sibahlengu 069.
069 bala nami lapha ekhaya ne
069 759 752 92 75 75. Ndicela uyiphinde sesibahle ku 069 759 9275.
Yeah. Okay, and then go social media.
Social media mna sesibahle ku Instagram ndingu Grace Moshesh, G-R-A-C-E M-O-S-H-E-S-H. Go Facebook page. It's the same. Grace Moshesh, G-R-A-C-E, M-O-S-H-E-S-H.
Siyabonga, siyabonga, siyabonga. Grace, siyabonga nje isikhathi sakho ukuthi usukele eJozi ufike la ePretoria.
Ubengathi ngisuke Eastern Cape sisibahle. Ndadlala.
May God bless you, and then uqhubeke ubhale ezinye incwadi. And Mamthabiso umzulu uthembisile ukuthi na kanjani uzokwenza i-audiobook ne.
Yes,
yeah, ma'am. So ngizoloku ngikuchekela yena yes Mamthabiso ukuthi seyikhona yini. Uma seyikhona ngizo announce la emoyeni ukuthi nansi number yakhe, xhumana naye bese niya arrange ukuthi itholakala kanjani. Angikufake ke ku the last hour ngalo mhlabelelo ka Minister G. You see uthi all that matters. Uma sibuya ke ngiyangale e Newcastle ngizobe nginomam Nozipho Mabaso. Today ke sizokhuluma sakhuluma ngendaba leyo yokuxolela abazalwane. Sizobuka ukuthi uphila kanjani kube kukhona into ekulimazile empilweni. Asixoxe ke emveni kwalo mhlabelelo.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.